Welcome to Hour 2 of The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next hour as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. That's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Yes, we're back live on The Point Live. Thank you so much for just listening to us here. We're going to go now to, Chris in Puyallup. Welcome to The Point Live, Chris. How can we be praying with you tonight?
Yeah, I got hurt really bad at work, and I was just, seeing if you guys can do anything to help.
You know, go ahead. I'm going to ask Wendy to pray with you. Go ahead, Wendy.
Father, thank you for Chris. Thank you for his diligence to seek after you. Father, we just bless you and ask that you just shower Chris with your love and your grace. You are the all-consuming fire. So we just ask now that you pour out your fire upon Chris. Say more, Lord, Chris. Chris?
Yes. Thanks, you guys. Thank you very much.
Can you just say more, Lord, out loud?
More, no, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Chris, what's that?
I said I feel more inspired to, like, feel better anyway.
Amen. Chris, have you ever given your heart to Jesus Christ?
No.
Where are you at with understanding who he is?
You know, I believe in Jesus, but I don't know. Just, like, your life gets so... Everything gets so messed up. It's hard to believe when things get really bad.
Well, you know, I just want to remind, just tell you this. First of all, that God knows who you are and he loves you perfectly. And he's not going to wipe away everything that you're going through, the difficulty. But he wants to give you the fruit of his spirit in the midst of the difficulty. And the fruit of his spirit, as I mentioned earlier, is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness. And the Bible says there's no law against those things. And you know, the key is that God wants us to be free in who he's made us to be. And so would you be open to just letting Jesus take care of you, Chris, by asking him into your heart tonight and to forgive you of your sin?
Yeah, I guess my thing is like, So why does bad things happen to good people? I've never done anything bad to anybody, never done anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we live in a fallen world, and people have their own volition. In other words, their own free will, and they can do whatever they want. And so the sad part is that good people get hurt every day. Good people die every day. But you see, God wants to help us have the fruit of his spirit again, the things that I just mentioned, and it comes by asking him to come into our life and to change us. So here's what I want you to do, Chris. Would you just repeat with me and pray with me?
Sure.
Okay, just pray this out loud. Say, Jesus,
I
thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Would you come into my life?
Would you come into my life?
And forgive me of all my sin?
And forgive me of all my sins.
And be the leader of my life.
Be the leader of my life.
And show me.
And show me.
How to live.
How to live.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for Chris and his openness and his hunger for you. I pray for freedom over him right now in his spirit, that you would bring the fruit of your spirit, this love and this joy and this peace, and that he would be a different person so clearly. I pray for a good church situation there in Puyallup, Washington, and I pray for freedom over him and his family, and I pray specifically, again, for just freedom over his body and his job situation, that you would go before him and provide him exactly what he needs. And we ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, bless you, Chris.
Hey, thanks for your ministry, man. It makes it feel a lot better, so that's cool.
Amen. Well, that's the Lord just touching you. And, you know, if there's anything we can do, give us a call off the air. And you're not that far from us, maybe an hour and a half to the south. We're north of Everett. But we just say thank you for blessing and for being a blessing and calling in tonight and giving your heart to Jesus.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, that's the greatest miracle that we can see out of anyone, Wendy, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's just so amazing. So we have so many calls coming in tonight. We're going to go right to our next caller, to Rodney in Philadelphia. Hey, Rodney, how can we pray with you tonight?
I appreciate you all being there tonight. First time I ever heard the program.
Oh, you're welcome. How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, every aspect of my life is not really in order, but I guess my main prayer need is to be able, I have like ADD, and it's hard to focus and concentrate, so when I'm studying the word, it's not really penetrating where I can live it out. So I want to have the discipline and the focus to draw closer to the Lord, because I really don't feel his presence in my life. That's the primary thing, I guess, the mental approach to, you know, seeking the Lord as well spiritually. Secondly, I ride a bike regularly, and I've gotten injured several times, and this last one is pretty bad behind my right knee and my right wrist, and I just need healing in that area. The other aspect is my family. I'm estranged from my family, and I want to, you know, rekindle the relationships, especially with my children. And then finally, I'm trying to have a business that I'm working on, and I have a lot of opportunity to finally get things moving. So sometimes I'm down to like $5 or $10 in the household. So I want to just fully entrust the Lord in all of this.
Well, we're going to go ahead and have Wendy pray for you right now, okay?
Father, thank you for Rodney. Thank you for his heart of humility, Lord, in coming before you to know that you can resolve all things.
That's right.
Father, I thank you that you've heard his concerns, Father God. We lift up ADD, Father, in the name of Jesus, to you. And we just declare and decree his focus to be complete, that his concentration to be firm, focused on you, Jesus. We just curse all word curses, all ADD word curses over him in the name of Jesus. And we speak life to his mind, his body, his soul, and his spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Just come, Holy Spirit, and just baptize him with your love right now. We just say thank you for Rodney and his hunger. Increase his hunger and his thirst for you, Lord. For everything that you have for him, we just say thank you that you're the God who knows what he needs and that you're providing it for him right now. Rivers of living water just flow over him and encourage him in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Well, bless you, Rodney. Thanks for listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia, okay?
All right, thank you. I'll continue to listen. I appreciate it. Bye.
Amen. You're welcome. I could just hear his peace in his voice. You know, it's just amazing. You know, folks, I want to just ask a favor tonight. You know, most people, you know, we're just, Wendy and I are just voices on a radio program, and we have so many calls, and we're seeing expansion. We're seeing so many things happen where God's working not only here in our healing rooms every Saturday morning, but throughout our region. We have people that drive because of this radio program, sometimes over 100 miles for our Sunday night services. And we're seeing people healed across the country and even internationally. And, you know, what comes with that is attack, and the evil one is angry. That's why we've asked for intercessors on every one of our stations. If you're in the Philadelphia, Los Angeles area, we need for you to be interceding for me, for my marriage, for my kids, for our church, for this radio program, for the resources. Because, folks, we're releasing the kingdom of heaven as it comes to earth. And there's evil people out there that are cursing me, that are slandering me nationally, that are coming against me. And Jesus said clearly to bless those who curse you. And that's what I've been doing, is blessing them and not responding in evil. And so I bless the people that are cursing me tonight. Father, I pray a hedge of protection over them. I pray that you would help them come to their senses, and that they would see the fruit of their labor, of what they're trying to do and trying to bring down and curse something that you're doing, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you are in charge of all things, and that you're going to bring your light and shine it in the darkness, that your ways are higher than ours, that your love is deeper than ours, that your mercy is greater than ours. And that's what we pray, for your way to be released over these people, for your love to be released over these people, for your favor, your mercy to be released over these people, Father. And we just ask all this now in Jesus' name. By the way, if you want to be a regular intercessor for us and for this radio ministry, you can dial our off-air number and let our folks know that you'd like to do that. There's two lines open to do that even now, 360-435-1616. Joyce in Philadelphia has been waiting a long time. Welcome to The Point Live, Joyce.
Hello there, Pastor Mike. How are you?
How can we pray with you tonight? I'm doing pretty well.
Good. Well, you know, you prayed with me about a month ago for my great-grandson.
Uh-huh.
And he got better. And
Amen.
I had called, you know, to be an intercessor, you know, for you, and I was waiting, you know, for them to get in touch with me. But right now I need prayer for myself, for my left breast pain, and my husband and his knees. His knees are terrible. He could hardly walk.
Now, is he right there right now, or is he sleeping already?
He's sleeping already.
Okay. So you have pain in your left breast and your husband's knees. Go ahead and put your hand over your breast if you were chest right there.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for Joyce. And first of all, that you are the one that heals, and that I ask for healing fire to be released over her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I curse all pain.
I curse all pain.
And disease.
And disease.
And I command it to leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
I command it to leave my body, soul, and spirit.
My body, mind.
My body, mind.
Soul, and spirit.
And spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
What's your husband's first name again, Joyce?
Benny.
Benny, I'm going to pray for him too and for you. Father, release healing fire over Joyce and her left side of her chest there. And I pray specifically also for Benny's knees that you would release healing fire even as he sleeps.
Yes.
I speak against the fluid that's on in the cartilage there, Father, that's on his knees. I just pray that that would go down in Jesus' name and that you would release just peace where the pain is. Replace it. Recreate the knees in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, bless you, Joyce, and thanks
for
listening on WFIL. We're getting so many calls from out there in Philadelphia. It's amazing. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. From one to another, we got a call from Chicago sneaking in here. Is it Joni Kerr? Is that how you say it?
Yes, welcome Joni Kerr.
Welcome to The Point Live, Joni Kerr. How can we pray with you tonight?
Hi, I was calling in regards to my husband. He has pain in his left sternum, and it's under his arm, and his back. He got hurt at work, and his back is hurting. And also, I need a job because my husband is out of work right now. He's disabled.
What is his first name?
His name is Alan.
Alan. And where is Justice, Illinois, by the way? Is that way south?
It's southwest suburbs.
Okay. Well, near what?
Of Chicago.
I know. Near what, though? I'm from Chicago originally. I just haven't heard of Justice.
Hickory Hill. You know Hickory Hills?
Okay, yeah. Okay, down there.
Oak Lawn, not far from there.
Oak Lawn. Okay, yep, you bet. Okay, let's pray for Alan.
Yes, thank
and for you too. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Alan to you in Jesus' name. I pray against the pain in his back and his sternum, and I pray for freedom. And I pray against the oppression that's coming against that household. In the spirit of poverty, go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Joni Kerr.
Go in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Release peace that surpasses all understanding over that home, even as they sleep tonight. And freedom, Lord, over Justice, Illinois, right there in her home, in her husband's life. And we pray for favor for the right job to come along. I pray for freedom in just looking and being in the right place at the right time, and then through the people that they know, the connections that they have. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening on WYLL there in Chicago. Okay?
Okay, thank you. God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joni Kerr. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you're listening to the Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. In Austin, Texas, that's from 10 till midnight, along with the Chicago suburbs and all the Milwaukee and all the other places that you can listen to or hear us there. And also then in Philadelphia and on the East Coast, New Jersey, and some other places over there, we're heard from 11 till 1. Speaking of which, we're going to go to Norma now. Welcome to the Point Live, Norma.
Yes, hello.
How can we pray with you tonight?
I'm having this terrible pain in my right mouth, my teeth. All day I've been hurting with this pain. And I'm asking the prayer also for my daughter, Leonie. I haven't heard from her for over nearly a year.
Leonie,
yes.
Okay. And how long has the tooth pain been going on?
About 2 days now.
Okay. Wendy's going to pray for you.
Father, I thank you for Norma. I thank you for your perfect peace, Father. I ask now, Lord, that you pour out your healing fire on Norma's mouth.
Yes,
Norma,
Lord.
Place your hand on your mouth, please. Thank you, Lord, that you make all things new. We just ask, Father, that you create a newness in her mouth. Just flood it with your peace and your love.
Yes, Lord.
Refreshing now.
Yes, Lord.
Pain go now in Jesus' name.
Pain go now in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. And again, we just lift up Leonie to you, Father, that you would just take her in the palm of your hands and that she would come to her senses and call her mom. And that Norma would know that she knows that she's okay. But not only that, but she would walk with you, Father. We pray for her to come to her senses and turn to your word and that you would release life into her spirit unlike anything Norma's ever seen. And so we just say thank you and we ask all these things now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yes. Well, thanks for calling The Point Live from Philadelphia tonight, Norma. God bless you.
And God bless you too.
Okay, bye-bye. We're going to go to another suburb, Sharon Hills, it sounds like, or Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania. Gloria, welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. That's right. It's just after midnight there. Well, how can we pray with you tonight, Gloria?
Yeah, well, I talked to you about a month ago about my son, my two boys, one that was in the hospital with a seizure, the other one that had a stomach problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, the one with the stomach problem, he's fine. He's working now.
Amen.
Yeah, and my other son, yeah, he's doing okay so far, you know.
The seizures have stopped?
Well, I haven't heard anything, so most likely.
Praise God.
But I know one the day after I talked to you, the enemy did attack him. The day after I talked and prayed with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but it's because he was mad, that's all. Anyway.
Well, so what do you got going on tonight?
Okay, well, I have my daughter, she's 28 years old, and we have some cousins on my mother's side. And they're like 25, 34, and 40. And they seem they have a problem with her, and she hasn't done anything wrong to them.
What's your daughter's name? And then Wendy's going to pray for her.
Her name is Gloria. She's named after me.
Gloria also. Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
Father, we thank you for Gloria. We lift up her daughter, Gloria, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you that you send your Holy Spirit, cover her now.
Yes,
as
Lord.
As a comforter. So that she has perfect peace. Father, we just surround her with your loving spirit right now and break any curses, any negativity that's been coming against her. We break it now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. And Father, I pray specifically for peace over that family, and I pray for just these people to come to their senses as well, that you'd bring freedom over each one of these cousins. And that their testimony would be that you showed up, that you shined in the darkness. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen. And what's the address there again? I want to send you guys something.
The Point Church, or I should say, thepointlive.com is our website.
Live.com, okay.
Do you have internet access?
No, I go to the library and look it up.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me give it to you just because other people maybe want to write this down as well, and then we're going to give it at the end of the show. You got a pen?
Yes, I do, right here.
You can write it, The Point Live, and the address is 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, so 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, so W-A, Arlington, and then just W-A for Washington. Washington is the abbreviation WA, and the zip is 98223.
Okay, 98223.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for supporting the Point Live, Gloria, and bless you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, you all have a blessed night now.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Bye bye.
Well, we'd have three lines open now. If you've been waiting throughout the show to get through, 1-800-955-8200. Again, the number is 800-955-8200. There's someone who has pain on the left side, especially their left cheek, on the upper left cheek bone and up into the head. It's maybe even some migraines on that left side that's coming from the head on down into the cheek or vice versa. And so if that's you, call this number, 800-955-8200. We're going to go to Christella now in Georgia. What part in Georgia are you calling from, Christella?
Antrim.
Antrim, Georgia. Okay.
Yes, yes.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, my eyes is giving me trouble. They are hurting me and running water. And I had other areas which I need to not altogether through as yet.
So you have pain too somewhere else? Or just in your eyes?
Yes, the pain is in my eyes.
Okay, let's
other
just
pain areas, but not so
okay.
Bad.
Well, go ahead and put one of your hands over your eyes, and we're going
to
pray.
And I'm asking you please to pray for my son, Danny, because he don't have a job.
Okay. So put your hand over your eyes, and then we'll pray for Danny. Father, come, Holy Spirit, right now, and we ask that you release this healing anointing that you've given me over Christella's eyes. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Release healing fire over her eyes now in Jesus' name. Even more, Father. Just pray this out loud. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all pain.
I command all pain.
And disease.
And disease.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
My soul.
My soul.
My mind and my spirit.
My mind and my spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And we praise it with your peace, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray for Danny that he would find a job, Father, allow favor. And I pray if there's anything he needs to confess, any sin, that he would come clean with you and watch you work as you set him free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I love your accent, Christella. I love your accent.
I love you too. God bless you and your team and families.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening there in Georgia. God bless you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Have a good night too, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We have someone who has pain in the bottom of their right foot. It's on the kind of on the middle part of the foot towards the toes. But if that's you, we have one line open at 800-955-8200. We're going to go to Emily now in Arlington Park, Illinois. How can we pray with you tonight, Emily?
Well, I have arthritis of the spine, and it affects my legs where I have to walk with a cane. And like I said, I had called in after the program last week, and Monday I woke up and I was able to move around, and then slowly disappeared. And I'm wondering if there's anything that I could have...
Yes, there is. We have a document, and I mentioned this last week, on how to keep your healing. And you were healed last week. The Lord touched you.
Yes.
What happens a lot of times is that we start to feel pain come back, and we give into it. In Acts 10:38, it says that Jesus went around healing all those who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And you see, what happens is the oppression comes knocking right back at that door, and we don't want that to happen to you or anyone else. And so, by the way, you can call our off-air number and get this document sent to you, how to keep your healing. And you're going to hear that off-air number, 360-435-1616. But you can go to our website and get that information, too, at thepointlive.com. Let's pray once again, Emily. God's going to touch you. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of infirmity.
Command the spirit of infirmity
to leave my body,
to leave my body,
mind,
soul and spirit,
and to replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And to replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Yeah. Check out the level of pain right now in your back and in your where the arthritis is. Do something that you couldn't do. More, Lord. Release your healing fire over Emily right now.
My knees. It affects my knees, and it seems like my knees are more at ease now.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Emily, the Bible also says to take every thought captive to Christ. If the pain starts knocking back at that door, you don't answer the door. You say, in Jesus' name, Satan, get out of here. I've been healed by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus on the cross, it was finished, and it's by his stripes that we're healed. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for listening there in Chicago. I went to high school in Arlington Heights, so right in the neighborhood. Well, God bless you. Thank you, Emily, for calling
Thank
the Point Live.
Thank you for your program.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening on WYLL.
We need more people like you.
Amen. Well, just keep praying because, like I said earlier, we're under attack.
I believe in prayer. I'm a strong believer in prayer.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Emily. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we go from Arlington Heights, Illinois, to another, it looks like, Philadelphia caller. Is that right, Clitorissa?
Yes.
How can we pray with you tonight?
My grandson, he's in jail right now, and he needs deliverance. He has to go to court on Tuesday, so I'm asking for some kind of spiritual divine help.
What is his first name?
Sean.
Sean. I'm going to have Wendy pray for Sean.
Yes.
Father, I thank you. We just lift up Sean to you right now, Father God. You know the circumstance, Father God, so we ask, Father, for your divine grace over his life and deliverance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just proclaim freedom over Sean, and we just declare and decree that all things are made new by your love in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for Sean. I pray that he would come to his senses as well and that you would use people in his life, Father, to help him know how much you love him in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
That's the first time I hear this program.
Well, where are you from originally, Carissa?
Yeah, I'm from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica.
Very good. Well, we get a number of Jamaicans calling. It's pretty amazing. Well, God bless you. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight and listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia.
God bless you, too.
Okay, have a great night.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, it's so good to hear all these people calling in from the Philadelphia region. We're going to go to one other one now, to Julius. Welcome to The Point Live, Julius.
So good to hear.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Oh, my right and left leg is hurting real bad. I'm walking with a walking cane. I can't lift my leg up.
Could you go ahead and put your... radio on silence for me there because we kind of hear it on the background.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you. So, again, he said right leg?
Right and left, I believe.
Okay, both legs. Okay.
Yeah, both legs.
Just go ahead and repeat after me, Julius. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all pain.
I command all pain.
To leave my body.
Leave my body.
Mind.
My
soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And I ask you, Jesus.
I ask you, Jesus.
To replace all pain with your peace.
Replace all pain with your peace.
Now I want you to check out your legs right now. Do something that you couldn't do. It's as simple as that.
I feel a little pain still there, though.
Okay, what, between 1 and 10, how high is it?
Nine.
It's still a nine right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pray for you right now. Put your hands on your legs again. Father, release your healing fire over Julius, and I command any doubt, any unbelief to go in Jesus' name. Say, go in Jesus' name, Julius.
Go in Jesus' name.
I say thank you for your goodness, and I pray you release goodness in Julius's home right now. Yeah, I want you to do something, Julius. I want you to walk around. And even need to put the phone down if you need to. And as you're doing that, I just want to tell our listeners something. I want you to come back by faith. Walk around and check out the level of pain.
Okay.
You know, we have, last week we had so many people healed. The first, like, nine callers were healed. And if you want to hear our go to our website, thepointlive.com. You can listen to all our broadcasts from the last 2 years. And I'm so thankful for those that support this radio ministry. If you have the ability to do that, you can go to our website. There's a giving link. It's called thepointlive.com. Or you can call our off-air number. And if you can't get through, leave a message. We'll call you back. But the number is 360-435-1616. We're going to check in with Julius again. How's your pain in your legs, Julius?
I'm walking a little bit, though.
You're walking? And where is it right now? You said it was a nine. It's getting better?
Yeah, it's getting a little better.
What is it now?
I'm laying back down on the bed now.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Jesus, that his legs are getting better. And I pray as he sleeps tonight that you release your peace over him and there be freedom in both his right and his left legs, and that tomorrow morning it would be completely pain-free, and that he would be walking around giving you praise and honor and glory and telling people about your goodness and healing him. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, bless you, Julius, and thanks for listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia.
Okay, sir.
Okay, have a great night. This is Pastor Mike Zachman. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, we're going to go from Philadelphia now to Lutha in Chicago, one of our regular callers now. Lutha, how are you tonight?
I'm terrible. I can't see.
You can't see?
No.
And how long has that been going on?
For about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I can't see at all.
And this is just a brand new thing that just happened?
No, the doctor said I have glaucoma.
Okay. I'm going to ask Wendy to pray for you, Lutha, for this. And we're just going to ask the Lord to open your eyes because he knows how to do that. He's in the eye-opening business.
Lutha, can you place a hand over your eyes?
Did you hear that, Lutha? Can you place a hand over your eyes?
Okay,
go ahead.
Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for Lutha's heart to seek you, Father. Father, we just speak to her eyes right now.
Yes, Lord.
We say, be whole, be healed. We command the vision to come forth, line up with the word of God now, in Jesus' name. Father, just pour out your healing fire over Lutha now, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus, for your freedom. We curse, in Jesus' name, this word over her that she has glaucoma. We say thank you. It's by your stripes that Lutha is healed. We claim that verse, Father, and that truth. Release healing fire over her left and her right eyes now, in Jesus' name. Okay, Lutha, check. Did you feel anything while Wendy and I were praying for you? Are you there? Okay. Can you see anything? Is there any light coming? Is there anything getting better?
Or warmth? Sometimes the Holy Spirit moves and you feel warmth.
Are you feeling any warmth on your body? And your eyes?
No, I don't feel nothing.
Okay. Well, that's what makes this show so real. We, you know, like I said, last week, everyone got touched. Some nights it's not happening immediately, but it's still a miracle. We've had a number of people who have been healed 2 hours later, 2 days later, or 2 weeks later. And so, Father, we're just asking in Jesus' name for freedom over Lutha's eyes, even as she sleeps tonight. Release your ministering angels over her room, over her bed as she sleeps, and release healing fire over her, even as I speak, in Jesus' name, there in Chicago. Amen. Well, bless you, Lutha. And again, we're standing with you. I'm asking our intercessor to be praying for Lutha there in Chicago for her eyes to be opened and any of the pressure and the blindness and the lenses to be cleared in Jesus' name. Okay? Amen, Lutha. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Thanks for listening to WYLL there in Chicago. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to go to Linda now in Seattle. Welcome to The Point Live, Linda.
Thank you.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I'm a single mother, and I have a little boy, and his name's John Michael.
Okay.
And he's a beautiful little boy. He's 4 and a half, and
okay.
We just have had a lot of potty training problems, and he was just diagnosed with a severe constipation problem.
Okay.
And he's going back to school, and he's in pull-ups, and his class, you know, it's daycare, but they call it school, and his classmates are he feels real rejected by them, and he feels...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going through a real problem with that, and I just really feel sorry for him, and just want God to help him.
Wendy's going to go ahead and pray for him. Go ahead.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love for John Michael. We just ask, Father, that you pour out your blessings upon him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Linda, his mother. We ask that you give her heavenly strategies,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
in how to rear John Michael such they walk in ways that please you. Father, all of these challenges that John Michael is facing now at this young age, we just ask that you take these, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blessings upon his life. We speak life to John Michael. We speak life to that entire household in Jesus' name. And we break and curse any word curses that have come against this family in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for listening on our mother station, KGNW, here, Tony or Linda, and we'll look forward to hearing about what happens with your son.
Thank you. Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Tony now in Palmdale, California. Welcome to The Point Live, Tony. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're breaking up a little bit. Are you on your cell phone?
Yes. You have somebody with a pain on the upper cheek and...
Okay. Okay, we're going to pray for you right now, Tony. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak life over her cheek. And we just ask that you would take away all pain. Just say in Jesus' name, Tony.
Yes.
Just say in Jesus' name, I command.
In Jesus' name, I command.
All pain and disease.
All
pain and disease.
All infirmity and disease.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Well, with the bad audio, Tony, it's hard to hear you too, but we're just going to bless you, and we're going to continue to pray for you off the air. Father, just continue to pour out your favor over Tony right now, and allow your peace to rest in her. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we go to our next caller in Chicago, we have three lines open at 800-955-8200. And if you've been trying to get through and you haven't, because all four lines have been full almost the whole program, you can call now for any pain that you might have. I've given a bunch of words of knowledge out tonight. I know the left wrist, the sternum on the left side, we've had the left side of the head. If that's you, even your left pinky, if you have an stent, we want to pray for you. A left hernia in the groin area. There's been stomach problems and issues on the left side. Acid reflux. There's been a lot of words of knowledge tonight. If that's any of you, if that's you, dial 1-800-955-8200, and we want to pray with you. Many people will get healed by the word of knowledge just by hearing it, and you'll see the pain go away because that's the heart of our Father. He loves to heal his children. And so we're on in 25 states, by the way. Our website's thepointlive.com. Thank you for those that support this radio ministry on a regular basis. I'm asking for 100 star givers for the budget for 2013. So that we can expand our program into Boston, Minneapolis, Denver, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. And a star giver is able to give $1,000 and pledge to giving $1,000. If that's you, go to our website, thepointlive.com, with a credit card, or you can call our off-air number, 360-435-1616. We do have several lines open at that number now for prayer. And if you're on hold right now and you're waiting, you're dialing in, it's ringing, our producer will get to you in a moment. All four lines are full off the air, or on the air, I should say. Off the air, we do have lines open at 360-435-1616. We're going to go to Raul in Chicago now. Welcome to The Point Live, Raul. How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I've been having heart issues for a long time, you know, and I had quadruple bypass surgery 10 years ago, and just 2 weeks ago I had an abscess, you know, I had chest pain, and they diagnosed me with heart failure. You know, I've always had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and now I'm, you know, my heart is in trouble now.
So, is it in pain as we speak, or it's just this diagnosis?
Not this, it's the diagnosis, and I went for the same reason, back to the hospital, because I couldn't breathe, you know, because my lungs started taking fluid, you know, because the muscle in my heart is not strong enough.
Well, go ahead and put your hand over your heart, Raul. Father, we just say thank you, first of all, for Raul and listening tonight. It's not an accident. Even if you want to put your hands out, just like you're praying for our Raul as you pray with me, wherever you are, unless you're driving, we just ask for restoration, Father, of that heart to pump the blood that it needs to all throughout his body. Just pray with me, Raul. Just say this, say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
I command all pain.
Command all pain.
And dis-ease.
And dis-ease.
And all fear.
And all fear.
And the spirit of infirmity.
And the spirit of infirmity.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul and my spirit.
My soul and my spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace.
And also pray this, say, I break off the sin.
I break off the sin
of the third and fourth generation.
Of the third and fourth generation.
And all curses that have been spoken against me.
And all curses that have been spoken against me.
And anything I've inherited that's not from you, Father.
And everything that I inherit that's not from you, Father.
And I ask this in Jesus' name.
And I ask this in Jesus' name.
Raul, what nationality are you?
I'm from
Mexico.
Yes.
Okay. Were you raised Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the reason why I ask is a lot of times what happens is that there can be some things that were inherited of some false beliefs. There's a lot of people that know Jesus in the Catholic Church, and yet there's also a lot that they take on false beliefs, and it becomes more about religion than a living relationship with our living Heavenly Father. And so it's important to break off anything that you've inherited from your third and fourth generation. Did you feel anything in your heart while we were praying?
No, I was concentrated on what you were saying. You know that.
Okay.
Actually, I don't feel anything, but I believe everything you said.
Amen, amen. I just really believe there's some peace that's come over you right now, and there's some freedom. I really do. So, Father, continue to release your peace that surpasses all understanding over Raul in his heart, and we curse heart disease and any word curses have been spoken over him by doctors. We break off in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you're welcome, Raul. Thanks. You live in the city of Chicago, is that correct?
Yes, I live on 6300 block of Western.
Western, I know where that is. Well, bless you. Well, thanks for listening to The Point Live in Chicago and on WYLL. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye. Well, we have two lines open now at 800-955-8200. We only have 10 minutes left in tonight's program or so. I do want to lift up Jared, who called in from Carbondale, Illinois, and we pray specifically for his right cheek, Father, that you would pour out healing fire over that right cheek and take away the pain. Again, someone else has pain in the right thumb, at the base of the right thumb. If that's you, call in 800-955-8200 or our off-air number. We have several lines open at 360. We're a phone team standing by, 360-435-1616 to pray with you. We also lift up Sylvia's friend Loretta, who has some stomach problems. We curse the pain and any ulcers, Father, in Jesus' name over Loretta, and we command it to go in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to go to Ethel first and then to Maggie in Chicago, but Ethel's calling from Seattle. Welcome to The Point Live, Ethel.
Thank you.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, it's mostly in my back. I have some pain on the left part of my
On the left side of your, is it lower or upper back?
I'm talking about the neck now.
Oh, upper, the neck pain, okay.
Neck pain. But, okay, it's my lower back. About a year ago, last March, I had some surgery.
Is there still pain in that part?
No, I was, that all healed.
Amen.
It all healed. But I was it depends. If I turn in a certain way, I'll go, oh, like that. It hurts.
Okay, so it's like a sharp pain. Yes, well, here's what we're going to do. We don't have much time left in the show tonight, Ethel. We have two more callers waiting. So I'm going to ask Wendy to go ahead and pray for you, and then she's going to pray for your neck as well, okay?
Ethel, place your hand on your lower back, please. Father, we thank you, and we bless Ethel. We ask, Father, for your healing fire to penetrate her lower back now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that all pain can go in Jesus' name.
And we speak life over her neck as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit, and release goodness. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just say thank you for all that you're doing in and through Ethel. Thanks for calling The Point Live tonight, Ethel. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to Maggie now in Chicago. Welcome to The Point Live, Maggie.
Yes, hi. Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Oh, because I need prayer. I just came from the hospital. I went into the emergency room with a stomach problem that I had not hit a flare up from Crohn's, but it's not the only thing that they found. Doctor came out and said the results of the CT scan is that I have my hip cancerous growths.
Okay, we're going to pray specifically for that. I'm going to ask Wendy, okay?
Okay,
For my ovaries and one in my kidney.
Okay.
But I know that Jesus can heal me.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for Maggie. We thank you for her seeking you diligently, Father, and that you are the great physician. So we lift up all of her health problems, and specifically her stomach pain. We speak to her stomach. We command it to be whole, to be healed now. And we curse any cancer throughout her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. God bless you for your ministry.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening to our Point Live broadcast. We're heard, by the way, every Saturday evening on these stations, and I'm so glad that you could actually call in tonight and get through, Maggie, there in Chicago, and listening on WYLL. God bless.
Oh, thank you. You too. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to David now in Seattle. And by the way, we have a couple lines open at 800-955-8200. And we'd love to pray with you as well. David, how can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I mentioned to the person that answered two needs, and I want to add one more. But the two needs, it could be from plantar fasciitis on my right heel. Every time I step on it, it hurts. And I've had this problem for over a year, off and on. And then also two molars, teeth that are eaten away and don't have a lot of money, and I need to probably spend a lot of money to fix them and, you know, replace them, whatever. And one of them, you know, had toothache, not hurting right now, but has off and on. The third item is finances.
Okay.
Hoping to find a better income.
Enough said. Put your hand on your tooth first. Father, we curse the pain in David's mouth, and I pray for the down to the root that you'd release your healing fire over the nerve endings in his roots, Father, of his teeth and his right heel. Just say, come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With your healing fire.
With your healing fire.
And release it over my body.
Released over my body.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
And Father, I pray for favor in David's finances. Again, strategies. I pray for income to come in unexpectedly and that you'd release goodness over him. And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless.
You're welcome, David. Thanks for calling The Point Live from Seattle. God bless. And listen on KGNW. You know, it's just so good to know that when you're walking in the will of the Father,
yes,
you see his fruit. Yes. You see the fruit of his spirit.
It's amazing and the number of people that called in.
Oh, I know. We have three more waiting here. We have Dave now calling from Chicago. I'm going to go fast here, Dave.
Okay.
I called out a hernia. What side's it on?
This one is the left lower.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was getting. How long have you had this?
It's probably a few years.
And what kind of pain are you in as we speak, between 1 and 10?
Oh, it's just a little, maybe just a little discomfort.
Okay. But you can't lift much.
No, I have to be very careful.
Okay, let's ask the Lord to change that.
Yeah, and also you had mentioned about, I just tuned in a little bit ago, and the head, I got...
Yeah, on the left side?
I got bumped on the head, yes, and my friend, she also, she got, her brother actually, like, headbutted her and hit her in the head. So
okay, well, let's pray.
To lift her
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Dave and his friend, but especially take away all pain. Just tell us, say, pain go in Jesus' name.
Pain go in Jesus' name.
In my hernia, with my hernia, and with my
head.
Just say, more, Lord.
More, Lord. More, Lord.
I just feel his presence right now. Release your healing fire over Dave, Father. Thank you for him listening, calling
Thank
in by
you
faith.
So much.
More, Lord.
More,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Oh, it's so good.
Thank
He's
you.
Just touching you right now. Mm. What's going on?
I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit coming down. Just healing. Tremendous healing, yes.
Oh, that's so good. I can feel it, too. See, I've said that many times. But it hits me, and then it hits the listener, and you're 2,000 miles away. I'm in Seattle. You're in Chicago.
Yeah.
By the way, where are you calling from?
Wilmette.
Wilmette. Okay, very good. The North Shore. Very good. I grew up in Palatine, so I know I used to go and play golf over in Wilmette occasionally growing up. So, well, bless you, Dave. Thanks for calling. We've got three other people waiting. We're going to go to them real quick. Thanks for listening on WYLL. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We're going to go to Robert in. Let's see. Now, first we're going to go to Trudy real quick in Philadelphia. Well, how can we pray for you, Trudy?
Hello. I just want prayer. I'm under attack. I have a call of God on my life.
Okay. Just release it. Get ready. Hold your hands out. Father, come, Holy Spirit, right now and release your goodness over Trudy. Baptize her in your love. More, Lord. We curse every curse that's coming against her. We break it by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Release freedom and holy fire over her in rivers of living water now in Jesus' name. Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah, the rivers of living water are flowing over Trudy in Philadelphia. We're going to go to Robert in Renton now. Robert, how can we pray for you real quick?
Yes, I have pain in the neck every once in a while for about a year.
Okay.
And I stand in line for a while in a grocery store, and I kind of feel it, and I have to sit down or something, straighten
my back. So what is it right now as we speak, between 1 and 10?
Not too bad right now.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, release healing fire over Robert's neck. Put your hand on your neck, Robert. I speak life, and I just say this. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of infirmity.
I command the spirit of infirmity.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, soul, and spirit.
And mind.
And mind.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah, Robert, have you been involved, now don't take this the wrong way, but in some false religion in your past somehow?
False religion? Well, I wouldn't say that, no.
Okay, like Jehovah's Witnesses?
I haven't gone to church too often.
Okay, but you know Jesus Christ personally as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay, and what I mean by false religion is where they're not proclaiming the word of God on a regular basis or the truth of God.
Yeah, I don't know about proclaim every day. You know.
Okay. What about the New Age movement before you gave your heart to Christ?
New Age movement?
New Age movement.
Oh, movement. I don't know what that is.
Okay. I just sensed there was something in your past that was hindering you. I'm just going to pray this with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I break off the sin of the third and fourth generation.
I break off the third and fourth
the
generation.
The sin.
The sin of the
third and fourth
generation.
And I command it to go in Jesus' name.
And I command it to go in Jesus' name.
Amen. There was confusion on what you were hearing me say because of that coming against you, but it's been broken off now. We got to go. Bless you, Robert. Thanks for calling The Point Live from Renton, Washington. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Karen's calling from where in California, Karen?
Sylmar.
What is it?
Sylmar. It's part of Los Angeles.
Sylmar. Okay, very good. And you have a, you need a root canal. Wendy's going to pray for your teeth.
Thank you, Father, for Karen. We just bless her now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Bless her teeth, Father. We just ask for your rivers of living water to
be poured
out throughout her mouth now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. We're going to get one last caller in here, Karen, and we just ask all pain, and we curse the bad root, and we pray to replace it with your peace in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Bless you, Karen. Call us back next week with an update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. She's listening on KTLW there in Southern California. We're going to go directly to, is it George?
Yes, sir.
In Comstock Park, Michigan. Where's that?
It's near Grand Rapids.
Oh, wow. And you're listening on to WYLL across the lake there then, huh?
I think so.
Amen. That's AM 1160. So how can we pray with you real quick?
Yeah, I have total paralysis, but I've had my arms for the last 40 years, but they're getting worse. My hands bother me a lot, but I'm having bowel problems. I've had new sore problems on my hips for the last 2 years.
Okay, we're going to pray, and you have leg issues.
Yeah, leg and feet issues. All works.
Bad. Hold out your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, release healing fire over George from his head to his toes. Just say, more, Lord.
More, Lord.
We curse every issue and the spirit of infirmity coming against him, and we release them to you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, with healing fire and rivers of living water. Amen.
Amen.
Well, bless you, George. We got to go. Have a good night. Okay. You're welcome. We had 38 callers, I think it was, tonight, which is by far a record. It's not about getting a record, but it's about releasing the goodness and the love of the kingdom, Wendy.
Yes.
You know, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these networks every Saturday evening across the country from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. This is Pastor Mike Zachman for Wendy Foster, blessing all of you and saying thank you for listening to The Point Live. Thank you for supporting us. You're going to hear our number. Our website's thepointlive.com. You're going to hear our address in a minute. Get a pen if you are able to support us. You can go to our website, or you can call this off-air number that you're going to hear in a moment. But thank you so much for listening. And it's just our privilege to release the love of the and the favor of the kingdom of heaven every Saturday night. Bless you, and thank you for listening again to The Point Live. God bless. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Point Live. For more information about The Point Church, write to 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out their website at thepointlive.com. Once again, that's thepointlive.com. If you're interested in receiving prayer after the program is over, please call area code 360-435-1616. Once again, that number is 360-435-1616. Tune in again next Saturday night at 8 Pacific Time for The Point Live.
The preceding program sponsored by The Point Church.